Thanks so much for joining us at B21C. Suzanne Benn, Chair of Sustainability and Enterprise here at UTS Business. Catherine Howard from Deloitte, a senior partner, was it?
Yes.
In corporate finance. Yeah. And Anne-Marie, of course, with your own company. And you're writing a book, which is quite exciting. You sound like you've got quite a lot going on. I wanted to start off with you, Catherine, because I felt that you were about to say something in relation to the sustainability question when you kind of got cut off. So if you'd like to contribute to what Suzanne was saying, please continue.
Sure. I was going to add to the importance of sustainability is also from large institutional investor perspectives. They're looking for companies that they invest in to have well thought out, complex and long-term approaches to sustainability. So to even sort of be in the bucket to be invested in, to even be considered for investment, you actually have to be focused on this issue, and then you have to meet the economic hurdles to make it worthwhile. But you're not even in the ballpark if you're not thinking about long-term sustainability.
So it seems in business culture there's been a massive shift from what was happening in the 80s and 90s to what we've seen happen in the noughties, I guess, with the importance of the environment and having sustainability benchmarks as a norm in business take off. You've obviously noticed this change because, you know, on UTS Business we've appointed Professor Suzanne Benn. How do you think this is going to affect graduates? Is it going to affect their courses and how they're now studying for their MBA? Will it be? I wanted to ask you, Suzanne.
Will it affect their courses?
There's a requirement upon us, really, to integrate sustainability and responsibility and governance, such issues, across the curriculum now. That's part of the ASCSB accreditation. So it will be across the curriculum, but also we offer specialised courses in these areas. I mean, I suppose the point that I would have made if we'd had longer to talk in there would have been that sustainability is a very broad issue. So you're looking at social, environmental, economic issues, integrating them for long-term value. But if you sort of think about those areas, you can encompass social entrepreneurship, community development, all sorts of other areas that students are interested in, increasingly important to business. So we're not just talking about the environment, actually.
And Anne-Marie, your background in the mining industry, does this impact the mining industry at all? Because given the controversy we have in Australia, especially with how the mining industry plays out, within government, and especially with the role they've played with the legislation, or the new carbon tax being introduced, and a lot of mining lobby groups have come out against the proposed carbon tax. How have you noticed sustainability taking off, I guess, in the mining industry? Is it something they consider or not really anymore? Has there really been a change in that industry?
Look, I think within the mining industry, they're definitely becoming more aware. They're employing environmental specialists so that they're protecting the environment within where they're mining. They're aware of local species. But I also think that there's a long way to go. And there's alternative energies that we can use as well. And that's where the MBA, your skills can be applied to any industry. So as community becomes more aware of sustainability and we become more aware of better sources of energy, and as the industry changes, then an MBA graduate is able to apply their skills in any industry.
Catherine, one last question for you. Is there a big change you would see in how graduates are coming out now as opposed to how you were taught the MBA when you did it? Is there a change in the culture, or are they more integrative in their thinking as a lot of the grad schools try to promote in their learning? Do you think there really is a shift in the education?
I think that graduates come out with a broader perspective than we did when I I graduated from Bachelor of Business. So, broader perspective. I think that there's a greater focus on thinking critically and laterally and using data and analytics in a much more sophisticated way than we ever looked at it. And also I think that there's probably a stronger focus on, as I said, looking forward, not to say that you disregard the past but to history, but actually trying to be much more forward thinking, because there's been so much significant change in the last even 20 years.